Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9, 3, 0, 2, 8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
Your government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you qualify as an exceptional American, welcome aboard. All you need is citizenship. That's the qualifier here on Agenda 21 Radio. And by the way, put on your tinfoil hats and be thinking out there at all times. With us right now is Scott Adams, though. We have a breaking story that's going on in New York City, and we wanted to get that out there to everybody because I know everybody's concerned about it. Scott, welcome back. I mean, gosh, it's like you're home away from home, Agenda 21 Radio. So what is going on in New York City right now?
Yeah, well, you know, we dodged a bullet, really, because you had this radicalized terrorist in the wake of a lot of the threats that have been coming out of the Middle East and the Muslim sects, the radical Islamists, threatening New York during Christmas time. And sure enough, we have an explosion in the Port Authority on 8th Avenue between 41st and 42nd Street, about a half a block away from where your billboard is in Times Square. A lot of people know you had a billboard up in Times Square.
Well, you know, what's really funny is some of the pictures I was seeing, I thought I saw a glimpse of it.
it's right around the corner. And I know that area very well. I've been to the Port Authority hundreds of times. I'm in New York. You know, I'm from New York. I lived in New York. And this is a situation now where they have a man in custody. They know his name. They're not going to reveal it because of the investigation that's going on just now. But there's been no deaths. And that is actually an amazing
right.
positive news that there's been no deaths, that there, some people have been injured, I believe. There's been a stampede, and they had to shut down all the trains on the west side line. But the only one who really got themselves hurt was the person who was supposed to be the would-be suicide bomber, who actually detonated prematurely. And had an electronic device, a pipe bomb strapped to them, and somehow the thing went off. They survived. They're in custody.
So it was it just one, or is there a couple, or we don't know what the bigger picture is yet?
Just one right now. You know, I'm sure Big Bird de Blasio is going to call it a lone wolf attack, not related to Islam in any way. Blah, blah, blah. And I say, you know, at this point, where is that threshold? Where is the threshold for what we declare a political hate group rather than something of a religion that gets protected by religious freedoms in our country? I don't see radical Islamic fundamentalists as wanting to assimilate or
they don't want to do that.
Help us anyway. They want to wreak havoc. You know, when you think about it, you know, I was talking about this person that we were Jaden from Britain First. I forget her last name. Jaden, we were going to have her on the program, and you know, she was showing a picture in England. This is not just exclusive to the United States. Showing a picture in England of this church, and the church had all these barriers around it. And they were showing the church before they had this refugee problem of all these, you know, Middle Easterners coming to their country. And the church didn't need all that. You know, when you walk down the street and you see these beautiful flower pots, they're not flower pots. Those are Jersey barriers with plants in them. You know, I mean, you know, to try to keep trucks, people from running trucks into the sidewalks to kill us. And so at what point, where does this end? Long lines at the airports, okay. But I was just on an Amtrak train yesterday, and no one questioned my bag. What are we all going to do now? Stand in security lines to get on a train? At some point, we got to fix this problem at the root. And the root is that we need to profile, like Et Al Airlines does in Israel. They have great success with profiling. At some point, we have to call this for what it is, right? I mean, we know it. Every single time there's an explosion in a rush hour event where they can kill maximum innocent, defenseless people, it's always with some sort of a radical jihadi face on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's like almost 100% now. And, of course, as they say, all terrorists are not... are not radical Islamists, but all terrorism seems to be done by radical Islamic terrorists.
All Muslims are not terrorists, but all terrorists seem to be coming from one particular group.
That's correct. And so it's kind of interesting how this whole thing is playing out. I had a couple of big questions, though, about this. Is there any relationship at all that we're seeing with the demise of ISIS in the Middle East, which, as you know, Donald Trump unleashed the dogs of war, finally, on ISIS, and they seem to be in complete disarray at this point in time.
Did Donald Trump, I don't think this particular attack had much to do with, you know, the decision to move the embassy to Jerusalem in Israel and the impact that that has on the Middle East peace agreement between the Palestinians and the Israelis. I don't think this attack has much to do with that. I think that this is just part and parcel to the fact that it's Christmas season and that it's
New
York
City.
Yeah. But we cannot make decisions based out of fear. So, for example, you know, when you take a look at a video with Bill Clinton and Barack Obama and George W. Bush all talking about doing the right thing and moving the embassy to Jerusalem and declaring Jerusalem officially the capital of Israel, which I think, you know, the sign of true leadership is when you stand alone. and not engage in this kind of groupthink, which is what these other presidents did. They said one thing, they did another. But now I think that now we have this great leader, Donald Trump, that actually did what, you know, walk. He basically walked the talk, is how to say it. And he walked the talk, and you're going to see other countries follow suit. And this is going to be probably an advancement toward peace in the Middle East, and an advancement toward recognizing Israel as a state and Jerusalem as its capital. And once you get that particular item off the blocks for debate, because that should have never been debated, you get that and push that aside, now you can debate on real things and advance the ball forward with regard to it. So I think that that decision with regard to Jerusalem is going to advance peace rather than take us back. Now, you'll hear the liberals say the exact opposite, and hopefully so, because I'm not a liberal.
Right? it's almost predictable what's going to happen. Can you hang with us for one more segment? Because I have some other questions to ask you, because Seth Rich is now starting to pop up again, and I know that you're sort of a specialist in Seth Rich, and there's a lot of revelations that are going to start coming out this week, I think, especially here from Agenda 21 Radio about, well, Flynn and all the different things about Russia, 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 and Scott Bennett. He's going to be today is the day of Scots, because I have Scott Adams the first hour, Scott Bennett the second hour. So it's just one of those kind of things. Anyway, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll give you the update on what's happening in New York City here when we come back from the break, if there's any more new information out there. And we're going to come back and talk about Seth Rich and the DNC with Scott Adams, the guy who kept the story alive. Believe it or not, we'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA. And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can also email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. With us right now is Scott Adams of The Scott Adams Show. We were talking about the New York City bombing that just took place. Scott, can you quickly tell us exactly where this bombing took place, where the bomb exploded?
Yeah, it actually took place directly south of the Port Authority. It's the major bus terminal on 8th Avenue in Hell's Kitchen in Manhattan. And so it's one of the most popular – well, it's one of the biggest bus stations in the United States, I would think. Port Authority is huge. It's where a lot of people come in from Jersey to go to work. And this was at the heart of rush hour. This is about the time when you would have maximum capacity of people getting into the city and finding their way to work. And for the luck, you know, just sheer luck, this was a botched situation where the person ended up having a malfunction with their bomb. And they tried to say that this was in the name of ISIS, but so
right.
far what we're hearing is that there's been no deaths. Now, I think there's been some injuries, and I also know that they have this person in custody. They know his identity. It's one person from Bangladesh. They know his identity, but they want to conceal it because there's still an ongoing
right.
investigation.
Right. Well, that makes sense, you know. Yeah. See, the situation is this is obviously it's sounding like a one-off thing, but again, we have to give these people time to investigate and figure out what's going on and all that stuff. And did we hear from Big Bird? Have we heard from him yet?
Not yet, but I'm sure he's going to come out and say
sure.
this has
okay.
nothing to do with Ryan.
Right. Okay, I want to pivot and go to another story, and that's the story about Seth Rich. And I'm basically trying to set up the audience for a bigger understanding of the story that we're going to be covering all week, which is this whole situation with Russia, finally. We have some information that we're going to be divulging all over the course of this week that I think is going to actually blow this thing wide open. But I want to get into, as part of this, though, Seth Rich, because you have been, I guess, the Seth Rich guru, not letting the story die, as so many people did over the course of, since the election, the summer and the election and all that stuff. You were keeping it alive, I think primarily because you had a kinship with him in that both of you were IT guys, and you understood basically a lot of the things and nuances that a lot of other people did not understand about Seth Rich and what he was up to and what he was doing. You were actually at the DNC convention. I would have loved to have been there, but because of medical reasons, couldn't be. But the bottom line to all this is that he still really pretty much lives on, and we want to continue his memory, but we also want to find out who killed him. So can you kind of give us an update on where we stand right now with this whole Seth Rich investigation?
Well, the Seth Rich investigation is going to be blown wide open. I think that this is the Pandora's box to everything that's happening. we know WikiLeaks was the key. So we know that Julian Assange all but came out and said that Seth Rich was the informant. And that's why he came out with it and issued a... you know, a reward for the capture of the murderers. You know, we know it wasn't what the Democrats said, botched robbery and all this, that, and the other. I think a lot of people know the background of this story where, you know, he was shot dead. But when we look at Donna Brazile's book and we look at all these different pieces, we look at Rod Wheeler's investigation and how that was squashed. We look at what Donna Brazile was doing, and then Donna Brazile also was fearing for her life. And so many people fear for their life when they're surrounded by murderers and the Clintons. You know, and those two things seem to always kind of surround each other. But you also had Podesta saying, we're going to make an example out of whoever has been leaking or whoever took the data. And basically, there's also this other account that says that the data that was retrieved by WikiLeaks wasn't downloaded over the internet because they were able to get the transfer data log that suggested that the transfer speed was that of a speed that would go onto a flash drive and not over the internet.
Uh-huh.
So file transfers were made that they didn't take a minute. They took, you know, 10 seconds. And so therefore, They looked at those speeds and knew that this transfer was faster than anything the internet could have yielded. So they know then that this was something that was put on a flash drive. Now, we know that this guy named Craig Merry went to America University to give a speech, and he's a pretty high up diplomat, and he's good friends with Julian Assange. And he went to American University. He said he met with a person in a wooded area, received the information, probably on a flash disk. Now, who would have access to this, you know, exchange server data? You know, this basically this email data server. Who would have access to that but a data analyst? A data analyst like Seth Rich, who worked for the DNC and had utmost access to it because he'd been working there for a couple of years. He was all in with the liberal agenda. He was a Bernie Sanders supporter, for crying out loud. But what he didn't like and what he said that the DNC was bought and paid for by Hillary Clinton herself. Hillary Clinton basically breaks the law, sells America's uranium. It wasn't even hers. She sold it. She got $145 million sent to the Clinton Foundation, and Bubba got $500,000 speeches in Russia. They took that money, turned it around, and bought out the DNC, bailed them out of an economic jam. They buy it out, and they control everything that's done, including rigging the election and getting questions in advance from the mainstream media, which was also bought and paid for. They paid off the media. And then they had inside connection with, like, Ben Rhodes and David Rhodes and so on and so forth. And so the point is, Seth Rich knew what was happening, and he had it up to here. You know, he was really ticked off about it. He revealed that information, released the information, and within probably very short order, I would say weeks, he was murdered in the street.
Let me stop you there for a second, because I want to go back to Ben and David Rhodes, because these guys are pivotal. And, you know, it's been, as I look at what's happening with Donald Trump and his taking down the media, you've got NBC's gone, ABC is gone, CNN is gone. You know what I'm saying? They're self-destructing. But we haven't gotten to CBS yet. And CBS is an interesting little place, and it plays into what we were discovering, Chris Street and I, during the whole Benghazi thing in 2012 in September and in October, that CBS was becoming a major functionary, if you will, for disinformation about Benghazi. And then we discovered that Ben Rhodes and David Rhodes, being brothers, obviously, but Ben Rhodes was the one who basically wrote up the narrative about the video and started disseminating that to Susan Rice, who went around to all the different talk shows, explaining, oh, it was about a video that caused the rioting, and the rioting caused the death of Christopher Stevens, of course, completely bogus. But we also discovered that it was David Rhodes, who was president of CBS, who was helping him to disseminate that information.
Right. Imagine if I'm Podesta or I'm Hillary Clinton and CBS has a story that's going to break some bad news for me. I say, you know what? We have enough dirt on Ben Rhodes that we can put him in jail for the rest of his life, David. So why not run that? Do not run that story. What do you think David Rhodes is going to do? Is he going to run the story and risk having Ben Rhodes, his brother, in jail for the rest of his life? No. So this is called extortion and blackmail, and this is what's being done in the mainstream media. This kind of political corruption doesn't stop at the water's edge within political foes, but it also now has infiltrated itself into the mainstream media, where the mainstream media is also almost held hostage to the power of the Clinton cartel.
Yeah, very well said. And of course, David Rhodes, being brother of Ben Rhodes, was I think he was a national security advisor or something like that. I mean, he's a poet or something. He has no business doing what he was doing with the president. Right. I mean, he would never even remotely step up in the Trump administration because he's a complete doof. But the problem is that this doof was in charge of everything narrative-wise coming out of Benghazi, and has hence had so much sway over what has been done with the Obama administration and the tyranny that Donald Trump is stopping. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here with Scott Adams from the Scott Adams Show on Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, and we're talking about, well, a couple of things. The bombing that went off this morning in New York City, no one has been injured or killed. Well, killed, no one has been injured. Someone has been injured, and that was the bomber, unfortunately, for him. Good for us. And Scott was filling us in on what is going on there. A person that... apparently thought that he was going to do a 9/11 type of thing on 12/11. I don't know if you noticed the similarities in dates there, Scott. The 11th of December, that's today.
Yeah, no, I picked that up, and I noticed that. And I don't know what to make of it exactly, but I question what kind of meaning it might have.
Yeah.
But getting back to Seth Rich, you know, one of the things we were talking about before the break is Seth Rich and that whole issue. But I really believe that there's so many bits of information related to not only Donna Brazile's account of what she saw, but the WikiLeaks emails that indicated what Podesta said. And then Seth Rich having the unique access to the data, and then his murder, which was unsolved. Okay, so these are all very unusual things, because generally speaking, a brazen murder at 4:30 in the morning in the middle of the night like that is just not normal. And it's also with the cameras that are available in Washington, D.C., where we operate out of, this is a very, very highly surveillanced part of the country.
You think?
It's Washington, D.C. And certainly during that particular time of night, you don't even have a lot of traffic on the ground. So any car driving on the street could yield information, you know, at any intersection. So there's just so much going on. Plus, you got Julian Assange, who happens to know a lot about this type of stuff. They had access to the, you know, it's not a lie that he had access to it. But then you got this other case with Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Imran. Right. That's another big part of this puzzle. And it's starting to all of these different angles, whether it be Brian Pagliano, the guy who pleaded the fifth, the tech guy. Also, you have these other people. You have Aaron Zebley represented Justin Cooper. Cooper was the guy who installed the private server for Hillary Clinton. He defended Hillary.
Let me hold you up there for a second, because now we're starting to get into the realm of the Mueller investigation and some of his FBI agents.
Right. That's right. So, you know, these people are all involved. Now, you know, what concerns me most about the Mueller investigation has nothing to do with Russian collusion. It has everything to do with covering up and going in to all the strange places and literally erasing evidence and doing a massive cover up and spending taxpayer dollars to do it. $7 to $10 million is being spent to destroy any information that can implicate Hillary Clinton. Enter William Campbell. William Campbell is going to have information that Mueller can't erase. And this is going to spell big
trouble.
Tell
the audience again and remind them, because we have so many names running around here, who William Campbell is.
Victoria Tunsing is the attorney that is working with William Campbell, who's dying of cancer, lives in Florida, and was part of the Uranium One deal. And so there's a lot of information there that's going to implicate Hillary. But then there's the whole Benghazi thing. The FBI, there's a report on Zero Hedge that we just retweeted onto Red State, where the FBI was told to lie about Benghazi. So you got that situation. Then you got the death of Seth Rich. And again, the Seth Rich thing was primarily surrounding the hijacking of the DNC party that Donna Brazile brought to light, and that Donna Brazile was fearing for her life, and that it very well could be that there could have been even some Russian involvement, maybe Russian hitmen, because this was obviously a professional hit that took Seth Rich out. And that's how they got away with it. But also, the Washington D.C. police were told to stand down. Rod Wheeler, he was investigating, and he was told to hush.
Wasn't Wasserman Schultz's brother involved with that investigation?
Yeah, and then here's the thing. Yeah, and then Debbie Wasserman Schultz had these IT people, and again, part of the cover-up is the IT security and making sure that people who have eyeballs on this data aren't going to say anything. And they were paid handsomely to do very little. And there was a lot of money switching hands.
Now
there.
You're and talking about the Awan brothers. And exactly. let's set this up for everybody out here in California. Javier Becerra, who happens to be our state's attorney general, he became the attorney general in January, giving up his seat. And you know, the situation is that when he came to Congress in 2004, he hired the Awan brothers in 2004. They've been around, skulking around, scamming everybody, getting data since 2004, since Javier Becerra hired them. Now, here's the deal. When Javier Becerra was confronted about his computer, he had washed it and tried to get everything completely off of it, and was done very badly, as according to the Washington D.C. police. He's a big player in this as well.
Well, and then you got that dope notebook computer that was found in a bathroom
No, it was a telephone. It was an old style telephone booth right. in the Rayburn building. Now, some of you out there, the millennials, don't even understand telephone booths, I'm sure. But back in the day, when the media wanted to report a story, they had all these telephone booths built in. I mean, they're booths. You sit in them and you can talk on the phone. And now they've all been torn. You know, the phones are gone. But that's where they found it, was in one of those old phone booths in the Rayburn building.
And so you have that mystery, and then you had Debbie Wasserman Schultz looking like she just saw the fear of God in her when she was being interrogated, and she was reprimanding the Capitol Hill police chief and threatening him. And so, you know, you never know, because also the NYPD have access to Anthony Weiner, Uma Abedin's laptop, where that was confiscated and taken over by that Strzok guy. John Strzok is his first name. Strzok, you know, Strzok is the guy that's having the affair, and he's on the and he was the one that was interviewing and granting immunity to Cheryl Mills and Uma Abedin.
But he interviewed Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, there's so many facets to this case, and Seth Rich is really one of the key particular elements to this, because when you involve murder, it takes things to a whole different level. They treat white crime much differently than they do, you know, homicides.
Now, listen, I want to get back into, and we got a couple minutes here, but when we come back on the break, I want to get into what's going on with the WikiLeaks angle to all of this, and some of the most recent revelations coming from WikiLeaks. Because there is just so much going on with WikiLeaks and everybody else, it's not even funny. These are the situations as we know that right now is that WikiLeaks seems to be at the pivot head of another breaking story, which led to really one of the most, I guess you say, most egregious things ever in media history, when the media got it completely wrong last week. And you're aware of the story I'm talking about. With CNN and all those guys, they got the complete story wrong about dates and everything, and it just spread like wildfire.
September 4th was a big difference, and that you're talking about that particular angle?
And they all went from CNN to NBC to ABC. They all just took the bait, and it was bait as far as I'm concerned. And a big debacle, if you will. We're sizing that one up. So stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We got a big story coming up with Scott Adams, and then the second hour we're going to be hearing from Scott Bennett. We're going A to B in the Scots. You're on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news and a21r.com. Also, Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster. You're listening to that right now. If you're listening live all around the world, and it's kind of interesting, if your cell phones are working correctly and you've gotten the right app, yep, you're with us. I get a lot of people talking about this whole thing with cell phones and listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And the truckers that are out there driving around, bringing commerce to America, I guess you can say, have been outstanding in reporting that they listen to us. They listen to Red State Talk Radio on their cell phones, which is kind of interesting. Anyway, we're with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, and we're talking about this whole thing that's going on. First of all, New York City, little update, Scott, if you got that. I guess de Blasio was out there talking just a second ago.
They actually identified the individual as Yula Akyed, and he's a 27-year-old ISIS-inspired Bangladeshi national who lived in Brooklyn, law enforcement sources told the New York Post. And so, you know, this is a situation where they have him in custody. But once again, Akyed, that's not Hindu. I mean, I don't care if you're from Bangladesh or not.
Right.
You know, I never once thought Hindu, you know, I very rarely do you ever see any kind of terrorism violence from someone of a Hindu faith. But the Muslim radical Islamic faith, you kind of do almost all the time.
Yep.
And so, again, you know, the question I'm always asking is, where's that threshold? Where's that defining line as to when a group becomes a political hate group that attacks, you know, Western culture for the sake of being Western culture? And when are they protected? And when do they stop receiving protection, religious freedom protections in the United States? That's a tough question to wrestle with. But there is always going to be a defining line as to what that threshold is. There has to be. And they're pushing really close to the edge on that one. And at some point, you know, the travel ban and cutting things off at the root and profiling are going to be some of the inconveniences that this group, this Muslim group that has allowed themselves to be hijacked by a radical sect of their religion, they're the ones that are going to be responsible for cleaning up their mess, and not the other way around. And that if Muslims are inconvenienced by this, shame on them.
Yeah.
They're going to have to fix
it. I mean, shame on them. Okay, so let's get into this, the WikiLeaks component of what's going on here with the Seth Rich and the DNC, Mueller and all that stuff. How effective has WikiLeaks been in this whole thing?
It's extremely effective. And in fact, you know, what this whole date thing amounted to, and again, it was CBS and CNN, and one's questioning, how did multiple sources in the mainstream media get the date wrong? Of course, we know that they had a political agenda where they came out with a September 4th date rather than the September 14th date. And you say, well, what's the difference? It's a big difference because the WikiLeaks got revealed before the 14th. So when you talk about Donnie Jr., you know, Donald Trump Jr., basically you're looking at a situation where he revealed some WikiLeaks documents after they were already made public. Not before. So he didn't have privileged information like they tried to say, which they were trying to spin as a collusionary tactic that he received maybe from that Russian meeting, to which case that didn't happen. So there was no, you know, connection there. And again, they were trying to blow this thing wide open, as they did with the picture of President Trump's Pensacola speech on Friday.
Right.
They came out with a picture that was hours early, and they tried to downplay his enthusiasm and the support he has and whatever. So this is just a vicious media cycle of fake news that is being busted wide open, thanks in large part to Donald Trump's social media, which he just skirts around. He doesn't end around with this fake news
the time. He's just up. Nails it with his Twitters.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
Twitter account.
So easy for him to win, and no longer are they to be trusted. No one trusts them.
Well, the big snafu came when it was actually revealed by Glenn Greenwald when his article came out last Friday that CNN had an exclusively. They were talking about previously undisclosed emails that show follow-up after Trump Tower meetings and stuff like that. And they got the story completely wrong. First of all, one of the big parts of the story was it didn't happen on the 4th. It happened on the 14th of September. But most of everything that was in it was completely bogus and unrelated to one thing to another.
That's right. Yeah, but it's been one story after another. You know, you take a look at the way they tried to crucify Roy Moore. Incidentally, there's a big election tomorrow.
And, right.
I'd like to be talking about that. The issue there is, you know, of course, we know now that Nelson woman forged the handbook. She literally and did not admit it. And, you know, what was sad about that is when you saw Gloria Allred with this woman. You know, this is something she's talking about that happened 40 years ago, and all of a sudden she's bawling her eyes out like it happened an hour ago, like someone just pulled her hair out. I mean, it was crazy. You know, it's such fake stuff, and the media runs with it, and then the whole thing backfired on them. Then they tried to play this game of destroying Al Franken's career and everybody else in between, a scorched earth attempt to try to put their party as the moral high ground party and the Republicans to, you know, do the right thing with Roy Moore without due process. And so, you know, it's kind of an interesting thing. We saw how far the left is willing to go. They will destroy I can't stand Al Franken, but to destroy his whole life and career just to win a Senate seat should tell you everything you want to know about the Democrat Party.
Yeah, they're absolutely desperate. Hang on, Scott. We've got the last final segment coming up. We're talking to Scott Adams of The Scott Adams Show. And we're getting deep, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be getting deep all week long as we start to unveil to you what is really going on with the Russian probe. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. Make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Podcasting will follow. And next hour, coming up, we're going to hear from Scott Bennett. Scott, on the Red State Talk Radio channel, after my show, who's coming up in the third hour? After the third hour?
C.L. Bryant. And I'm going to be on that show at the 12:30, the bottom of the hour, the first hour of that show. I'm going to be a guest.
Well, awesome. You're just making the rounds, buddy. I mean, is that what happens when you go to Washington, D.C., is everybody wants Scott Adams?
Yeah, that's true.
I think everybody wants Red State Talk Radio. That's what I really think. But anyway, okay, so tell us quickly how we can get a hold of you, because we're running out of time.
Okay, redstatetalkradio.com and scottadamsshow.com is where you can find my podcasts. I'm live every morning at 8 in the morning, just before your show goes live.
Yeah, and we're sort of banging it out of the park right now with terms of numbers of listeners and viewers. It's absolutely amazing, the growth of Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster of talk radio.
Absolutely. Yeah, we love it, and we want to thank all of our listeners for making it all possible.
Awesome. Hey, Scott, thanks a lot for being with us, and I'll listen in on the C.L. Bryant show following Agenda 21 Radio.
Great.
Awesome.
All right. Care. Bye.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, coming up next is an interesting situation, because we have another Scott. This time it's Scott Bennett will be joining us, a good time friend of and longtime friend of Agenda 21 Radio. And Scott's going to be, giving us more information on WikiLeaks, more information on emails, more information on, who did what to whom, which I think you're going to find amazing. So anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And you can email me, paul@a21r.com. And like I say, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.